It has been a changeable St. Patrick's Day across New York and western New England. Some of us woke up to locally dense fog this morning, and once the fog lifted, we had some nice breaks of sunshine from mid-morning through early afternoon. Moving through the rest of the day into tonight, we do have the chance for a scattered shower or even a thunderstorm, and some of these storms could be locally strong with some small hail and gusty winds that could reach into the range of 40 to 50 miles per hour. As we move into tonight, the storms will tend to wind down by about 8 or 9 o'clock, at least the threat for any thunder. Those showers will linger in some areas, and then later tonight, a cold front will approach from the north, and that'll bring us the chance for some more widespread showers, especially north of the Mohawk River late tonight into tomorrow morning. And as temperatures begin to cool, some of those showers will transition over to snow showers, and there is the potential for an accumulation of snow, especially across the northern mountains later tonight into tomorrow morning. And then moving through the day tomorrow, that cold front will work from north to south across the area with a scattering of rain and snow showers. And right along the front, there is the potential for a briefly heavy burst of snow or a snow squall that could leave a slippery accumulation in some areas. So keep an eye out for that during the day tomorrow. It will be a gusty day, and it will turn cooler as that chilly air comes in from the north. So we head into the weekend with a cold but dry day on Saturday, and that cold air will be in place across the northeast as a storm comes at us Sunday into Monday. There's the potential for a nor'easter here early next week. Just as spring begins, there's the threat for a winter storm, so we'll keep an eye on that over the next several days. Nothing is set in stone yet, but there is the potential that our area could be brushed by or hit by a winter storm, so that is something we will monitor as we head into the weekend. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly cloudy, showers likely with possible thunder this evening, mixing with and changing to snow showers in some areas overnight, breezy with lows in the 30s. Tomorrow, variably cloudy, a chance of rain and snow showers, a heavier snow squall is possible, windy, high 36 to 44. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Showers likely, with possible thunder this evening, mixing with and changing to some snow showers overnight. Breezy, with lows in the 30s. Tomorrow, variably cloudy, a chance of rain and snow showers, a heavier snow squall is possible, windy, high 36 to 44. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and possible thunder this evening, low 38 to 44. Tomorrow, variably cloudy with a chance of showers, windy, high 44 to 52. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy with showers likely, possible thunder during the evening, low 36 to 42. Tomorrow, variably cloudy, a chance of rain and snow showers, a heavier snow squall is possible, windy, high 40 to 45. Region-wide on Saturday, partly to mostly sunny and cold, with highs in the 30s to around 40, some 20s in the mountains, and on Sunday, increasing clouds with a chance of afternoon rain or snow, with highs in the 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.